Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, straight to the people. What are we talking about? Kenny Cott. He ruined the show. Basically, everybody calling the midday show didn't want Myles Garrett, to which I just can't believe I breathe the same air as these people. I don't understand it. I don't want to understand it. When a player like Myles Garrett becomes available, I don't care what team you are, you take a look at it. You're the Detroit Lions. You desperately need pass rush help. With or without Aiden, you desperately need pass rush help. Myles Garrett is a Hall of Fame player. He's got 2 years left on his deal. He's 28 years old. He's a 6-time All-Pro. You make the deal. One of the proposed trades that's out there, a first, a second, and Hendon Hooker. Yeah, where do I send the postage? It could be 2 firsts and a second and Hendon Hooker. I'd do it. So if you don't want him, I'd love to know why. Or if you know somebody who doesn't want him, unfriend them.
Let's go to... You want to hear what the Bears proposal is?
I don't care.
Allegedly?
Sure.
I'm going to need some energy out of you.
I'll just, you know what.
Bears first round selection, second round pick, and a 2026 first round pick.
It's a lot. I mean, it is. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And are the Bears in a position like the Lions? No. But I'd still do it. That's how much I think of the player.
Why? Because if you have a great defense, then that kind of nullifies everything else.
Yeah, they need, well, much like you, they need someone opposite Montez Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Mark in Rochester, 97.1. Mark, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
Good, pal. What's up?
Yeah, I you got to remember, like, you can never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups. In the words of George Carlin, think how dumb the average American is. Half of them are dumber than that.
Indeed.
This is a no-brainer. I can't believe that people are... not all for this, but, you know, when I heard the news and somebody texted me about it, I didn't get excited. I didn't jump for joy because I know what's coming. I know what to expect. I know the Eagles are going to lose the Super Bowl. Ty Roseman is going to go, okay, we don't have enough, and he's going to spin the death meter and go add another star next to Jalen Carter. I mean, Brad Holmes, I want it. I don't think it's going to happen. I've gone through this circus already.
I'm with you. I've largely, you know, I've tempered expectations across the board about big moves in this town. It feels like everyone's reading the, you know, how to run a team handbook of patience and draft and develop. Yeah. You're right. But, geez, Mark, it's the NFL. You're in your Super Bowl window. You desperately need a player like this. And simply put, you're not finding one in the draft.
And, Mark, what bothers me was that interview that Holmes did a few weeks ago where he – you know, was kind of asked by the media, are you into that all? Are you going all in? Not necessarily F those picks type of mode, but it didn't sound like he was ready. It was more of a we have a plan and we're going to stay the course type of thing. This would not fit with what he said a few weeks ago. This would break that mold. I would love for him to say, guys, things changed. I didn't know this was on the table, but I'm kind of with you, Mark. I want this to happen. I'm not expecting this to happen.
The other thing, though, is it's not necessarily F them picks, and I hate that phrase just getting thrown around. I mean, F them picks is attributed to the Rams trading a first for Jalen Ramsey and then trading 2 firsts for Stafford. That's not what we're asking. We're asking, okay, at pick 28, let's say you grab one of Ole Miss's D tackles, or you go get that DN from Tennessee. They're not going to be 30%, 25% of the player, best case scenario, then walking in Myles Garrett here. And all the fans that think that they know what they're doing, listen, look back over the past quarter century. Look at every Super Bowl winning team. They either have the superstar quarterback or they have superstars to go kill the quarterback. I mean, the Joe Flacco won because he had the Ray Lewis defense. Tom Brady getting killed by Brandon Graham in 2018 by the Eagles. I mean, you can go over and over again, but you have to have one of those two things, and maybe Aiden is it. Maybe he can do it, but why risk it? Go get the Dominator. Go build DeMarcus Ware, Von Miller. It's infuriating to me. Thanks,
I'm with you, Mark. What's the downside? Oh, it didn't work. And? Did we do all we could do? Yes. The Lions should be the first, second, third, fifth, 10th, 100th phone call. I don't care. Make Cleveland block Brad Holmes' number. There's nothing else. You just look at every Super Bowl champion. Go ahead. Look at the teams that make the Super Bowl and then look at the moves that get them there. Sorry, it's not just draft, develop, and sign. It's not. You got to make bold moves.
Splash moves.
So, yeah, this for a pass rusher, 100%. I'm in.
I mean, look at the Eagles. Splash move. Saquon. Let's go and get them.
It's every year for them. Think about it. It's every year. The A.J. Brown trade, they go out and they get Saquon. They go out. Oh, look, they just drafted a controversial player. Oh, look, they just went out and acquired X. And you're like, how? How does Howie Roseman do this?
Yeah.
I mean, here they are. Third Super Bowl in a, 7-year span?
I mean, you look at San Francisco. Basically, you could put anybody back there and the running back game works. Let's just go get the best running back at the time, which was Christian McCaffrey, and we'll worry about the future later. That's where you're at right now. Detroit, you 1 year, I can say that you're probably still at the top of your game. 2 years, but you want to make sure you take care of next year. Go get the best pass rusher. And here's the thing. You already got an in because you got Za'Darius Smith, who I'm quite sure is already in his ear saying, hey, pretty nice here. We can win the Super Bowl if you come here.
Let's go to Mike and Troy, 97.1. Hey, Mike.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Rico, you said yesterday about trading players. Excuse me, my voice is out. To me, Mike, like I told Kenny, I'm giving up Jahmyr Gibbs in a first and maybe more.
No.
Guys, that's why I call it stupid Lions fans. You don't want to trade for this. You don't want to trade. This guy's a generational player. He's a stud. Nobody knows if Aiden's going to be right. Nobody knows. He got hurt. This guy will come in. He's clean. He's great. That's, you got 1 year window, maybe two to win a Super Bowl. What do you guys want to do? You know everything? Defense wins championship. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
When you played the Patriots, you had all those defensive lines rotating. What do? They buried Brady every time. That's why you won the Super Bowl. Defenses win championship, guys. Sorry, my voice is out.
No, you're fine, Mike. I just you should be sorry for the Jahmyr Gibbs plus first round picks thing. But I'll let it go.
He just wants to make sure.
Yeah,
that's why I look at that. Okay. He just wants to make sure nobody's going to outbid us.
No. And he's right. I mean, again, look at Philadelphia and Kansas City and look at their fronts. And even if your defense is healthy, yes, Hutch makes a difference, clearly.
Yeah.
But you don't have an answer opposite him. Aleem's off of another catastrophe of an injury. I don't understand the downside.
Mike, look at the one time where the Chiefs looked mere mortals in the Super Bowl.
Tampa Bay pass rush?
Yeah.
What was that, Shaq Barrett and JPP?
Yeah.
Was that what it was?
Yep.
That was a horrible
season. Yeah, Vita Vey in the middle.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he was running for his life the entire game.
You hate to see it. Let's go to Steve, 97.1. Stevie, what's up, pal?
Hey, guys. You know, I listen to everyone on, you know, you guys are talking to, which is actually a luxury to have when you're on hold, so that, I like that. But, guys, I look at this like Reggie White. Green Bay was good, but when Reggie White got on there, they were great. And he wasn't just a difference maker. He just changed that whole defense around, and it was incredible. And the guys that you guys are that are calling saying, "Nah, we can't do," these are the same. I don't know. Is moron a really hard word, a harsh word to say, but really moronic, because these are probably the same people that said we shouldn't have done anything, or maybe just something little during the trade deadline. And that really jerked me then. And right now, the problem I see right now, guys, is the longer the lines wait. You had that one ticket text that, "Oh, let's wait till the draft." That's another moronic suggestion, because he will be gone. No one's going to wait until the draft to get draft picks. So I'm just, you know, the Lions are, Brad Holmes, I really do sometimes, I think he thinks sometimes maybe he's smarter than he really is. And this is an opportunity. The guy wants to leave. They want to trade him. And the last thing, guys, that really, it would just put the icing on the cake of putting the nail in the coffin, is he'll go to Green Bay or he'll go to Chicago and screw us over for another 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's saying, "What happened? What happened?"
Yeah, it'll all sound like Kelsey.
Same moron.
There you go. What happened?
I mean, yeah. And I get, and Rico, God bless you, man. I love you. I love you because, man, you talk about food on here sometimes. I know Mike doesn't as much, but you do. And I love cooking, smoking, doing all that good stuff. But sometimes when you're on here, man, it's almost like you're trying to encourage people to get smarter, and you can't sometimes. Sometimes people are just going to be dumb, and they're going to sit there in their own little hole thinking that, hey, you know, this will get better because we got Brad. We trust in Brad, or we trust in Eisenman, or we trust in whomever. Guys, if we don't do this, it just saddens me, and it makes me less of one to watch. All right, guys. Hey, have a great day.
All right, Steve. I appreciate you. Yeah, it's my fault. I try to encourage people. It's
to be smarter, but you know. Oh well.
It's why we butt heads sometimes.
You're right.
I don't care.
Yes, you don't.
248-539-9797.
I just thought it was such a no-brainer. I just didn't give it a second thought.
The biggest reason why it is a no-brainer, I'm going to reiterate this. When this news came out, 31 teams, all the GMs and everybody all started coming up with a plan how this could happen. That should let you know this moves the needle.
And you're only one of, say, 8 teams that has a real
yes
ability to convince Miles Garrett this should be home.
Yeah,
think about that.
Yeah, the Titans, yeah, we're not right. Taking that phone call.
Hey, it's Joe Shane from the New York. I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah.